You're listening to Daily Horoscope for Your Zodiac Sign with Stephanie Campos. I'm your host, Stephanie Campos, and I am a practicing astrologer, psychic medium, and witch. In each daily episode, I covered a detailed overview of the astrology of the day and what you can expect from full moons to Mercury retrogrades. I've got you covered. And of course, there is always a personalized horoscope for your zodiac sign. If you scroll down in the show notes, there are always timestamps included for your convenience. And a quick pro tip before we dive in, I do recommend listening to your horoscope based on your rising sign for more accuracy. And if you are loving this podcast, don't be shy, leave a rating. Hell, even a review. You. I'm a one human show and produce each and every episode every day just for you. And your support means so, so much. Now let's get into the astrology of the day. This is your daily horoscope for Friday, March 8th, 2024. All times are Pacific Standard Time. The main characters of the day are Gemini, Virgo, Sagittarius, and Pisces. The action kicks off around 1 a.m. when the moon in Aquarius forms a square with Uranus in Taurus. The moon is always representative of how we are feeling, our emotions, and our sense of security. And Uranus is a planet of disruption and unexpected events. When these two planets come together in a square, it can definitely introduce some surprises into your day. On one hand, this could look like some sort of emotional release or breakthrough. And since this is happening in the middle of the night on the West Coast, it could mean you have more trouble falling asleep, or maybe you wake up around this time, or maybe you even have some strange or eccentric dreams. Next up, around 7 a.m., Mercury in Pisces forms a conjunction with Neptune in Pisces. Mercury is the planet of communication, our thoughts, our ideas, and our opinions. Neptune is a planet of compassion, fantasy, creativity, romance, empathy, but also illusion and delusion. When Mercury and Neptune come together in this close of an aspect, it can actually feel like a little mini Mercury retrograde moment. Neptune is a planet of fog, and so this can definitely introduce some misunderstandings or miscommunication throughout our day. On the other hand, this is a great time to funnel your mental energy into creative projects. You might find that you're feeling more nostalgic or sensitive about the past, and really compassionate interactions and conversations can take place. But you'll also want to watch out for gaslighting and anything that feels too good to be true. And this energy can also kick up our desires to escape. Maybe we're feeling overwhelmed emotionally by everything that's going on in our lives and in the world. And so this can also just make it a little bit more difficult to concentrate and be productive on any tasks that require our attention. Later on, around 11 a.m., the moon in Aquarius is going to form a conjunction with Venus in Aquarius. The moon, again, is our feelings, and Venus is a relational planet that has to do with love, finances, stability. When the moon and Venus come together, this is such an adorable aspect in the sky. Generally, there's more ease and harmony in our interactions. This is a great time to speak from your heart, to share your feelings with someone important, and to go after what you want and desire. And finally, around 5 p.m., the moon is going to enter Pisces. From this moment forward, we will be building towards our new moon in Pisces that is scheduled to take place on Sunday. So you might start to get some clues as to what this new beginning and fresh start means for you once the moon enters this sign. So pay attention to any clues or topics that are holding your attention or focus. When the moon is in Pisces, our intuition is heightened as well as our sensitivities. We might be feeling more tender and eager for deeper connections that nourish our soul. Aries, you are picking up on all of the vibes around you when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. Your intuition is incredibly heightened, and it's also really easy to absorb other people's energy. This is going to be a really important day for you to exert your boundaries, or maybe even consider doing a cord cutting meditation to break yourself free from any people or energies that are bringing you down. You'll want to also be cognizant of not leaning too much into thoughts or fantasies that aren't rooted in reality and getting carried away. This can be really creative energy for brainstorming and working on your personal passion projects. Taurus, you may be landing a deal of a lifetime when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. Conversations that take place today leave you feeling encouraged and inspired. It's possible that someone with power or influence shows up to help bring about one of your goals or dreams. And deeper and sensitive conversations within some of your friendships or with people in communities that you're a part of also take place. Gemini, you are showing off your creative talents today when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. There's more draw, allure, and glamour to anything you say or do today, and others are recognizing you and your gifts. This can also mark an important moment of accomplishment. And it's also possible that your compassionate and sensitive side is on display for others today as well. Cancer, you are having some conversations that leave you feeling hopeful and inspired about the future when Mercury connects with Neptune. If you're traveling, you could also experience some very fated interactions. Or maybe you meet people that feel like you've met them before in a past life somehow. This is a great day for creative brainstorming as well, and also for engaging in more raw and vulnerable conversations. Leo, you might be deep in your feels today when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. This is a powerful day for processing the past and also for extending forgiveness and compassion to yourself or someone else if it feels aligned. You might also be engaging in some deep and intimate conversations with a romantic partner or an important person in your life that deepens some of your bonds. Practically speaking, this could also mark the start of an exciting creative partnership, or maybe you learn some exciting news about a dream, contract, or collaboration. You could also be making an important financial decision and having conversations with the important people in your life about your shared resources and investments. Virgo, everything feels a little extra dreamy today when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. You might feel like you're on cloud nine with a romantic partner. Maybe you're discussing the future or some of your shared fantasies. You could also land some sort of dream collaboration or be working on a creative project. And there is the potential for emotions to get the best of you. So if someone is peddling something that feels too good to be true, try to keep one foot on the ground. Libra, today you may have to make some sort of important decision in your everyday life, or even a decision regarding a pet or an ongoing responsibility or obligation that you have when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. It's possible that you have to make some sort of sacrifice, or perhaps your day is infused with more creativity and you're better able to find the magic in the mundane. This is a great day to ask your spirit guides, your ancestors for signs and symbols because your intuition is heightened. Scorpio, lucky or inspiring news makes its way to you when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. This is also amazing energy to use on a creative project or personal pursuit, and a great day to self-express and share some of your gifts with the world or a wider audience, like on social media. You might also have an over-the-top romantic date with someone, or particularly steamy or deep conversations with a romantic partner as well. Sagittarius, you might be more nostalgic than normal when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. This is a powerful day for reflecting on the past and having deep and meaningful conversations with family members or important people in your life. You could also be reflecting on some more tender memories that feel triggering in some way, but ultimately allow for you to feel and heal and experience a cathartic breakthrough. Capricorn, it might feel like there's a little bit of a mini Mercury retrograde moment today when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. You, out of all of the zodiac signs, are going to want to be extra focused on any miscommunication or misunderstandings that might take place, so don't shy away from over-communicating. On the other hand, this is a great aspect for heartfelt conversations and engaging in creative writing. Aquarius, you might learn about a project that requires more of your creative eye when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. This is a great day to use your creative talents and gifts and also to be compensated for them as well. Your intuition also might factor in to some important decision-making today when it comes to job opportunities or current work projects. And on the other hand, practically speaking, this is not the best day to make important financial decisions if you can avoid it. Pisces, you are the main character today when Mercury forms a conjunction with Neptune. Others might be more magnetized to you today and eager to hear what you have to say and learn about what you're into. This is a wonderful day to go after what you want and ask for what you desire because your charm and magnetism are off the charts. You could also learn some hopeful or inspiring news regarding a personal goal or ambition. And this is also lovely energy for experimenting with your sense of style and self-expression. As always, I hope your daily horoscope has offered some guidance and support throughout your day. And if you're curious to learn more about astrology, you can pick up my first book, Seasons of the Zodiac, Love, Magic, and Manifestation Throughout the Astrological Year. Thanks so much and see you tomorrow.